This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man with a taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man's soul of faith. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moments of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands. Seal his face. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
Of this administration?
There are, of course, a lot of questions about the relationship between President Trump and people in Russia. Listen to what President Trump had to say about that subject.
I own nothing in Russia. I have no loans in Russia. I don't have any deals in Russia. President Putin called me up very nicely to congratulate me on the win of the election. He then called me up extremely nicely to congratulate me on the inauguration, which was terrific. But so did many other leaders, almost all other leaders from almost all other countries.
Hello, America. Welcome to the show, everyone. 877-317-6432. That's Donald Trump today in the most amazing press conference. If you have not, if you did not get a chance to see it, or if you haven't seen some of the clips, I'm going to go over some of them, but I really sincerely encourage you to Google it, or you can go to my Facebook page. You can check it out yourselves. But something is really amiss here. And think about this. The media has been trying to feed us these stories of the Russian hacking, the Russian hijacking our election. Even though there is no proof whatsoever, there are no intelligence agencies, CIA, FBI, anybody that can tell you definitively that the Russians did anything. In fact, Julian Assange has said from the very beginning, no, it wasn't the Russians. All right? So Donald Trump just basically went after the media today in his press conference. The press conference was called to announce his new labor secretary, which was Anthony Acosta. And then it basically from there went to Donald Trump excoriating the media. Calling them out, saying that basically they're liars, they're fake, they push fake news stories. He talked about, wouldn't it be great if we got along with Russia? Shouldn't we try to get along with everybody? They're a nuclear power. Talked about Hillary Clinton and the fact that, she was part of the Russian reset. But I want you to listen to this. Here's Dick Durbin's response. Like, as if, by the way, all this stuff, you know, if you notice, they've tried to resuscitate this story. It's this. By the way, it's the same story. It's a story from last summer. It's a story from after the election. And, of course, it's the same story that they've resuscitated. And as I've talked about the last few days, the real story is the fact that you have elements within the intelligence community, within the deep state, as they are called, that are working to basically overthrow a duly elected government. Now, I know that the CIA has done that in the past, but it was never to us. And that's the point. But listen to Dick Durbin, because here was his response. And by the way, does anybody even care about this issue? Listen.
Mr. President, please show us your tax returns. How long are you going to keep the same position? The American people have no right to know what every other presidential candidate has been forced to disclose in modern times. You tell us, oh, there's nothing to worry about. Please show us the tax returns. We will know once and for all what the truth is.
No. No, you have no right to see the tax returns. Nobody. See, here's the thing. This is, I love this because the media, you know, they always bring this up. Oh, can we see your tax returns? What about your tax returns? Nobody gives a crap about the tax returns. Nobody cared about the tax returns when you brought it up during the campaign. Nobody cares about the tax returns now. In fact, people voted for Donald Trump not because they cared about his tax returns. No, they didn't care. It's not an issue. Nobody cares about tax returns. But here's Dick Durbin talking about, oh, the tax returns. Dude, nobody cares about tax returns. That's the best you can come up with. But today, the media was just their reaction. They were aghast. They would actually be called out. Here's Jake Tapper. I want you to listen to this exchange. This is with Wolf Blitzer on the show. This is shortly after the conclusion of the press conference. Listen. This was just awesome. If I can get this.
He talked about Jim Acosta more than he talked about Alexander Acosta. He talked about Hillary Clinton more than he talked about Alexander Acosta. He spent the first part of his remarks talking about accomplishments that he thought the media, the fake media, whatever he wants to call us, were not paying enough attention to. But then, instead of focusing on these accomplishments and offering an optimistic, positive view of what he's doing for this country, it was an airing of grievances. It was Festivus. It was complaints about the media. At one point, he said, the leaks were real, but the news is fake.
Okay. Now, again, remember how and I have to comment on this. Remember how the media was so concerned about the leaks and the source of the leaks with the, remember, the John Podesta emails that WikiLeaks released. And remember they kept saying how it was the Russians, and should be very concerned about the fact that the Russians leaked this. And that the Russians are trying to manipulate our election. They're trying to rig our election. Even though everything was true. Now, the media, remember, they were concerned about the leaks. Now the media is not concerned about the leaks. At all. They don't care who leaked it. But they are concerned about the content of the leaks themselves, paying no mind to the fact that there are several felonies here involved. But all of a sudden, they don't care about that. Now, listen to Jake Tapper.
Doesn't make any sense whatsoever. He said things that were not true. Peter Alexander from NBC pointed out one of them when he said he had the biggest electoral victory win since Ronald Reagan. That's not true. Clinton, Obama, George H.W. Bush, all were bigger. But
so what?
Moving on to that. If you are a soldier in harm's way right now, if you are a hungry child in Appalachia or the inner city, if you are an unemployed worker in a hollow shell of a steel town, that's not a president who seemed rather focused on your particular needs and wants.
Yeah,
that's a president focused on his bad press. It was unhinged. It was wild. And I can't believe that there are Republicans and on Capitol Hill and in the White House who don't understand. That might play well with the 44% of the population that voted for the president. But a lot of Americans are going to watch that press conference and think, that guy is not focused on me. I don't even know what he's focused on.
God, they're so stupid. They just don't get it. We love the press conference, and that's why we voted for him, you friggin' idiots. We'll be right back.
You made my soul burn. getting to be my one desire.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives made in America.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Sets me off to a floor.
to the show, 877-317-6432 is the number here. The mastery of Donald Trump over the media is amazing to watch. Because you know, the last couple of days, the media has been patting themselves on the back, telling themselves how great they are and how wonderful it is that they broke this story about, you know, the Russian deal, and they got rid of Mike Flynn, and how, what great journalism it was. Even though they've been fed this information by the CIA, they didn't do any journalism, they're just basically repeating, following orders, is all they're doing. And what happened today was once again indicative of Trump and how he completely changed the narrative. Whenever they think that they have him cornered, he just flips the script on them. So NBC now is seething over Trump's ugly, un-American attacks on the press. Yes. And do they not realize how awesome it is that he goes after the press? It's just, it's, you know, we love it. Honestly, they still don't get it. Anyway, Chuck Todd and the other journalists at NBC are now openly fuming that President Trump continues to call out their biased coverage of his administration. So during Thursday's press conference, an angry Chuck Todd tweeted, "This is not a laughing matter. I'm sorry. Delegitimizing the press is un-American." "No, you're un-American." He later whined, "Press bashing may feel good to the folks when it's done by people in power. It's corrosive. Take off your partisan hats for a second." Yeah, it does feel good. The only people that are bothered by this are you. Lester Holt chimed in and said, "It was contentious. It was ugly at moments, and we haven't seen anything like that." Correct. You're right. And we've been hoping and praying and wondering and waiting for this to happen. Sweet Jesus. Praise the Lord. Anyway, I want to play this exchange for you. This was Chuck Todd today.
President Trump concluding a...
This is NBC.
President Trump concluding about an hour and 10-minute long session with reporters in the East Room today of... continuing his attacks on what he considers unfair media coverage, a lot of fed-up questions, certainly over reporting about Russia, reporting about General Flynn, who the president acknowledged he fired for giving false information to the vice president. It was contentious, it was ugly at moments, and we haven't seen anything like it. Let's bring in right now moderator of Meet the...
Time out. You're right, we haven't seen anything like it. This is, see, what the press doesn't understand is that we you're right, we haven't seen anything like it, and we've been waiting for literally a savior to come down on high to, and I really believe, honestly, all kidding aside, I think that Donald Trump is literally, is a godsend. I'm not, and I say that in all seriousness. You're right, we've never seen this before. We've been hoping to see it from Republicans, from a Republican, any Republican, please. But the fact that Donald Trump is actually doing this is just amazing. It's an amazing thing to watch. Anyway, let me go back to Lester Holt and Chuck Todd.
Press and our political director, Chuck Todd. Chuck, give me your thoughts.
Look, this is a president that is appears to be in a bunker mentality right now. Look, a lot of this press conference had to do with the president airing grievances about the press. And, we got to remember what this is. It's a political tactic. It's one that is a familiar one. But he is going at it in a way we haven't seen a president do since Nixon.
And, of course, when all else fails, by the way, when all else fails, You go to the old cliche, which is comparing Trump to Nixon during Watergate. Oh, by the way, speaking of Watergate, this happened yesterday. Dan Rather, okay, who was fired from CBS along with his producer for fake news. I mean, I'm not even kidding you about this. For fake news, he was fired. On Wednesday, Dan Rather insisted that Trump's lies could be bigger than Watergate. Could be bigger than Watergate, he said. It could be. Just, honestly, these people are just idiots. Really. I mean, that's the only thing you can say. It goes on and on and on and on. I got to play this for you. So Jim Acosta, after the press conference, gets up. And he says, I tried to remind Trump, we are not fake news. We're real news. I'm not gay. I swear. Listen. This is on with Wolf Blitzer today. On Wolf Blitzer show. Again, after the press conference. And if I can get this to play, but of course it's not. Let me try. Jim Acosta is like talking about how, his exchange. And he says, I tried to remind Trump we're not fake news. We're real news. We're real. I think doth protest too much. Anyway, for whatever reason, I can't get this to play, but suffice it to say
focused on me. I don't even know what he's focused on.
And it was, as I said, it was an hour and 15 minutes.
It was an hour and 15 minutes. My God. And we don't know what he said. We know what he said. We know exactly what he said. And we loved it. By the way, he has, Donald Trump has this uncanny ability to speak directly to the American people. And this is why the media is pissed off, because the media has always envisioned themselves as the ones, the righteous, messengers of the news, that they're supposed to interpret the news for us. Cause you guys are too dumb, but I have much more faith in you. We'll be right back.
Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
How do most people discover the blends of tea they like? Trial and error. But at Twinings of London, we believe in just trial. That's because we have 9 master blenders traveling the world to find the best teas, spices, and herbs for the perfect balance of taste, flavor, and aroma. With over 50 great tasting varieties, we wouldn't mind if you tried them all. Twinings of London. Teas that fit your every mood. Available to store near you or twiningsusa.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons.
Seasons Now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Now back to your host, Edward Woodson.
This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Stylin', violent, living it up in the city. Got Chuck's on with Saint Laurent, gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. Call the police and the fireman, I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man, I'm too hot. Say my name, you know who I am, I'm too hot. And my band bought that money, break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. 877-317-6432. All right, give me a call. I want to go back. I got this soundbite with Jim Acosta saying, we're not fake news. No, we're not fake news. This was afterwards. And by the way, if you watched any of the networks after the news conference, it was all the same. Just basically covering their ass. I got to play this for you because this is the irony is rich. And by the way, I love how the press calls Trump un-American. When they're the un-American ones, they are the examples of un-American and what it means to be un-American. Listen.
On me, I don't even know what he's focused on.
And as I said, it was an hour and 15 minutes, almost a half an hour, just opening statement that he made very little, as you point out, on the new Secretary of Labor nominee, Alexander Acosta. Jim Acosta, no relation to Alexander Acosta. You managed to ask a few questions, important questions of the President of the United States, and for the first time in a while, he started to take questions from the mainstream news media like yourself.
That's right, Wolf. I think the dam finally broke here at this news conference today, and you heard the president. He is as scrappy and feisty as ever. He is just as determined that the news coming from the mainstream news media is fake news. But I think there was news made. during this news conference. He finally said in his own words what his problem was with his former national security advisor, Michael Flynn, that he did not inform the vice president properly. He said in not so many words, and that was the reason why he had to go. It took a few tries, as Jake mentioned, but President Trump finally said that no, not that he's aware of, in terms of whether or not any of his campaign associates or aides or advisors were in touch with the Russians during the course of the previous election. It did take some prodding, and I wonder if there's really more to dig there in the long run, because it took two or three different questions for him to finally acknowledge that. And then I think there was also this whole back and forth over what is fake news and real leaks. At one point during this news conference, Wolf, as Jake just said, he called these reports about the contacts with the Russians fake news, but he called the leaks real. And so I pressed him on that. I asked if the leaks...
It is fake news! Again, let me point out that the media wasn't concerned before about the contents of Podesta's emails and what they showed, but they were certainly concerned about the fact that the Russians, quote-unquote the Russians, were the ones that leaked it. Remember, they just completely ignored the contents of the email. Like, oh yeah, the fact that, there was so much that, you know, in those emails that Donna Brazile was fed the questions, that the DNC, I mean, look, you had to have Debbie Wasserman Schultz, she had to resign when it came out. They don't even talk about that. All of a sudden now they're concerned. The media is so concerned about the fact that the contents, but they're not, they don't care about the who leaked it, when before that's they're so stupid. Listen,
real, then how can the information be fake? How can the news be fake? I'm not sure he had a very convincing answer on that. But I think at the same time, he was taking on the tough questions. One of my other colleagues asked about the spy ship, this Russian spy ship that has been heading up the Atlantic coast. He said that is not good. But when pressed on what he's going to do about it, he did not offer any specifics. He went back to...
He's not going to do anything, because that's what you want. You want... And remember this. I think people need to understand something. That the media, all they are is just a propaganda arm, a tool. And for the longest time now, you have had the Obama administration, Hillary Clinton, and everyone in the media basically trying to start World War III. Remember that. They would love if Trump would just shoot that boat out of the water. So then we could just get on with World War III. They would love nothing more than that. All the neocons and all the neoliberals would love that, as well as the media. It's so hilarious to listen to these people talking about this. And I remember going all the way back when, remember the narrative was, well, we can't trust Trump with the nuclear codes and... He's the last one that's going to use it. Now they're like, what are you going to do about the Russians?
You heard during the campaign, which is, I'm not going to telegraph what I do to our adversaries, and he recycled that during this news conference. He recycled a lot of the talking points that we heard out on the campaign trail. He once again, for whatever reason, talked about Hillary Clinton getting answers to debates that were held.
Yeah, because you guys didn't talk about it. Like, I guess that wasn't news to you guys. That's why you're fake. That's why nobody believes you. I said this. Remember I said this when this was going down? The fact that I have to go to WikiLeaks and Anonymous and alternative media to get the news, it's pathetic. You guys don't do your job.
During the course of the campaign, what that has to do with anything is not altogether clear, but the president was in a defensive mode. You could tell when he came out.
They're only talking to themselves now, honestly. They're just talking to themselves. They're in this echo chamber of themselves, and they don't even get that.
delivered those remarks at the beginning of this news conference, that he was clearly frustrated. He was frustrated with that Time magazine cover that portrayed his White House being in chaos, and he talked about his administration being a well-oiled machine in not so many words. And so this was a defensive President Trump, a frustrated President Trump, but as you heard in that back and forth that I had with him, you know, he is just as determined as ever to go after the news media when there are stories that he doesn't like. But as I try to remind him, Wolf, we are not fake news. We are real news.
We certainly are. Stand by, John King.
We're not fake news. We're real news. I'm not gay. I swear. I mean, when you got to tell me you're real news, that means you're not real news. You're not real news. And again, they're just talking to themselves. It's all they're doing. Because honestly, nobody believes you anymore. Really. I mean, you can just keep going on and on. But nobody believes you. I mean, that's the reality. And I'm telling you that the media is losing credibility every day. They lose more and more credibility. And by the way, I don't know what Jim Acosta was listening to, because he wasn't combative or defensive. He was, if anything, he was on the offensive immediately, and he wasn't combative. He was very clear, concise, funny at times. Again, it's like, I don't know what they were watching. Same with the inauguration speech. I don't know what speech they were watching. It was very dark, and it was Hitlerian. You guys are hilarious. We'll be right back.
Edward Woodson Show.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Attention small business owners.
Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Shining a spotlight on the media minions, the Edward Woodson Show.
Hey, kids, hey, news is getting on the spotlight. This is something that you know to change the weather. But the cattle fight is called the night, so stick around.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. I got to tell you, I've never seen anything like what I witnessed today, honestly. And I've been a political junkie my whole life, and I have to be honest with you, and I've never seen anything like what we witnessed today. And I'm sure that the media is going to be continually outraged by Donald Trump. In fact, I guarantee it. I guarantee it that we're going to see a collective media outrage for the next 8 years. Thank God, finally. Anyway, ABC, they were angry yesterday in the open hostility at Trump for shutting down free speech because they were not chosen. This is the most amazing thing. After calling Trump Hitler for the last 18 months, Hitler and Mussolini and any other name they could come up with, a fascist and all this, they are now, they can't believe that they're not being called upon, okay? They're astounded by it. So the journalists at ABC on Wednesday erupted in open hostility to Donald Trump, accusing the president of shutting down part of the First Amendment by not calling on network reporters at a press conference with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Jonathan Carl, Cecilia Vega, and Matt Dowd repeatedly whined about the conservative questioners who were chosen, lamenting that the preferred narrative of the liberal media wasn't highlighted. I don't remember any real press conferences that Obama ever gave. Doesn't it seem like so long ago? Another time. Anyway, he never gave any real press conferences. He gave prepared statements. He read off the teleprompter, and he probably more than likely gave the questions out to the assembled hand-picked media. The fact that now Trump is picking other alt-right media is just freaking them out. So in the post-press conference coverage, Cecilia Vega ranted. She said, "I want to tell you about the open hostility here in this room. You know, I'm sitting right here, kind of in the middle of the pack of a number of journalists, mainstream reporters, if you will. And there's an outward anger in here about the fact that the president did not take any real questions about the issue of the day. Listen, why don't you listen to this?
George, it is astounding. We have not.
It's astounding.
George, it is astounding. We have now had four presidential news conferences, and the president, for the most part, has simply avoided calling on people from news organizations, from broadcast networks.
I want to tell you about the open hostility right here in this room. You know, I'm sitting here kind of in the middle of the pack of a number of journalists, mainstream reporters, if you will, and there is open anger in here about the fact that the president did not take any real questions about the issue of the day and General Flynn. And you heard John and you heard others shouting that question only to be ignored. There are serious questions that this administration has yet to answer on this, and we didn't get those today because the president for continually now has basically called on a number of conservative, very friendly outlets. And
this is two democracies, two important democracies in the world, and basically the president of the United States is shutting down part of the First Amendment by not taking questions that are going to be any way antagonistic in this.
I gotta tell you, this is the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life. They're actually now, they can't believe it. They can't believe that they're not being called upon. And you're gonna, trust me, you're gonna hear this. This is gonna be the narrative now. Trump is, he's shutting down free speech by not calling on us. He's shutting down free speech. No, he's not. He's actually expanding speech to include other voices that before were not heard. Because elections have consequences. And they have consequences for you, media, because of the fact that you showed open hostility. You called him every name in the book. And now you're surprised. You're surprised that he's not calling on you. It's the gall of these people, honestly. And listen, it's high time that this happened, frankly. That the media has been, should have been called out long ago. But we've had administrations and we'd have presidents, and especially on the Republican side, that are just basically wimps. That were afraid to confront the media. They were afraid. Republicans have always been afraid to confront the media because they get bad press. I mean, it is extraordinary what is happening. It's extraordinary on many levels. Extraordinary that you now have open hostility with the press against our president, which has always been the case, but the fact that now you have open hostility against the press, that the press is now the opposition. Steve Bannon was absolutely correct when he said that. It's about time that we now had a presidency, an administration that pushes back on the media because everybody has been afraid to. My God, it is about time. And they're appalled. They can't believe it. Trump is shutting down free press. Are you kidding me? Oh, and this is another thing they were pissed about. They were pissed about that Katie Pavlich was called upon and that David Brody of the Christian Broadcast Network was called upon. That's what really pissed them off. This is yesterday. This is yesterday. It had nothing to do with what happened today. But really? I mean, what did you expect? I mean, what did you expect? And if Hillary Clinton had won the presidency, you think she'd be calling on the Christian Broadcast Network or any of these conservative outlets? No! She'd be calling on AP and BBC and CNN and Reuters and Washington Post and the New York Times, and that's it. I mean, in all fairness, I mean, that's what all administrations do. But you've been called out now. You were done. Sorry. You're done. It is over for you. The jig is up. Nobody believes you. Nobody trusts you. Whether it's Dan Rather or Brian Williams or any of these people. It's amazing. Mika Brzezinski the other day said she's not going to have Kellyanne Conway on the show anymore. But she'll have Brian Williams on the show every day. You know what I would do? I would just not send anybody out. I'm like, okay, really? Then you know what? I wouldn't send anybody out. I wouldn't have press conferences, although today was just wonderful. I've never seen anything like it. And that's why, I spent the whole show on it, because it was just, you know, the media is, they are the opposition. I've said this for years. They're the opposition, and they should be called out for it, because that is my duty. That is why you listen to me, because I give you the real deal, Holyfield. Okay? Don't ever forget that. That I'll tell you the truth, because you are entitled to it. All right, we're out of time for the day, but check out my website, edwardwoodson.com. Also, go to my Facebook page. I post a lot of good stuff on that throughout the day. Like us on Facebook, The Edward Woodson Show, and follow me on Twitter, at Ed Woodson Show. It is an honor, truly, and a privilege to be with you every day to give you your fair share of the truth, because you're entitled to it. I am the truth redistributionist. Good day, America. I'm out.
Thank you for tuning in to the Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to the Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Hi, I am Kelly Cook, the Chief Marketing Officer here at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? Guess what? You can help. Join me and Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. So start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge, to the grinder, to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have, and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.